Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
One of the artists on the Hope CD is one of Australia's most recognised voices at this moment, Mark Vincent. At just 15 years of age, Mark won Australia's Got Talent and has since gone on to achieve great things. His first album reached 2 on the ARIA album charts. 2 of his albums have gone gold. Mark's 18 now. The last 3 years have been an absolute whirlwind for him. He's appeared on stage alongside Whitney Houston and, as I said, alongside Olivia Newton-John on the Hope CD. Mark, welcome to Open House.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be there.
Thanks so much for joining us. What words would you use to describe these last 3 years, Mark?
Full on. That's all I can say. Yes. And a dream come true.
Yeah.
It's just been fantastic. I've experienced so many great things. Like I've toured with The Priests, Catherine Jenkins, Kate Sobrano, and of course being on stage with Whitney Houston, which was an amazing experience and something that I'll never forget.
And a dream over a long period of time. I know one of your great musical inspirations was your late grandfather, Bruno.
Absolutely. He was a great man and one of my best friends. I treat him more than a grandfather. And he sadly passed away 4 years ago. And I gave up on my music. I gave up on myself. I think the music saved me. And that's why this new album, Hope, is so special.
Yes.
Because it really lifted me and touched me. And sort of, you know, it's got so much meaning and power to it.
Mark, how did he inspire you? And how young did he inspire you?
First of all, my grandfather discovered my talent. He was actually a fruit shop keeper. He raised me when I was a baby because my parents got divorced, but he believed that I could sing. He saw the vision. He knew there was something there. It gives me, you know, a way to move forward in my life, a way to do better. And he gives me a thing of having the respect that he did when he was around. And also, he inspired me by believing in me, by taking me to singing lessons. I just wish he was around to see, you know, what's been happening so far with my career, because I know he would be very proud. He used to say to me, you know, life is like, you know, building a house brick by brick. You've got to do one step at a time. And it takes time, especially goal settings and go to where you want to go. But he definitely was a very important person in my life and somebody that I'm going to be talking about for the rest of my
yes,
life.
Very deservedly. So you almost gave up on music, you said, when Bruno died.
Yes, I did, because I just, you know, I thought there was nothing left anymore. I did lose a big chunk in my heart, you know what I mean? And he was, you know, definitely part of my inspiration for music. The thing that keeps me going is my music and my family.
What drew you back in after nearly giving
definitely
up?
Definitely going on the show of Australia's Got Talent in 2009, because then since then it's just been so busy, and I really haven't had time to grieve. I think the music that I'm singing really lifts me.
Yes.
And I'm sure it touches other people as well.
Mark, how does a 15-year-old head cope with winning Australia's Got Talent?
Well, at the beginning, it was very full-on, and it was very hard for me, you know, because, I mean, to say, my whole life changed.
Totally.
Like, when I would walk on the streets, people would recognise me, people would come and say hello. There was no privacy anymore. I had to watch what I was doing in the public eye. I had to think like an adult. I was making decisions like an adult, you know, from the record company. And I had to grow very fast because the decisions I were making were, you know, for my career. And to have a long-lasting career, you had to take each decision, you know, very carefully.
But at the same time, such joy that your music was racing ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, you don't know the feeling I have being on stage. It's incredible. You know, when I'm on there, especially in front of thousands of people, having that adrenaline rushing through my body, it really is an amazing feeling. And I take every moment very seriously and just have fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Notwithstanding all the crush of the music business and everything that goes with it, you've still got a very strong connection to your family and, for that matter, to your faith as well.
Absolutely. And look, the job, as you would know, the job I do requires a lot of travelling, and sometimes it's hard being away from home. But when I'm home, you know, it's the best feeling because I get to see my grandma, my nonna, who cooks all the time for me, and my cousins and my family. Because, look, I'm a great believer in family. Without my family, I'm lost.
Talk to me about that faith of yours. Where's it come from? What does it mean to you?
Faith to me is very important. I believe everyone should have faith in their life. And I've had faith in my life, absolutely, especially when my grandfather passed on. To keep me going, I had to have that hope and wisdom. I'm Catholic and I'm a great believer in faith. and it's always in me.
What does Jesus mean to you, Mark?
Jesus means a hell of a lot to me. You know, he's the Son of God. He's definitely been someone I've looked up to because who I know a lot about, you know, by learning in process, by going to a Catholic school, we've learnt a lot about him. But he's definitely helped me a lot with my career, and I do speak to him a lot, you know, in my prayers and in my thoughts.
The song Shout to the Lord means a lot to you?
I've sung that song so many times at Mass. That means a lot to me, that song. And I actually met the songwriter who wrote that song, Darlene.
Yes.
Wonderful lady.
She's genius. On the Hope CD.
Yes, I love that song. I've known it since I was like in kindergarten.
Let me ask you this. Amidst all the adoration and all the hype of your business, how do you work through or stay true to the Christian virtue of humility?
I believe you are what you are, and you can't change who you are. And you've got to accept everybody for who they are and what they believe in. I believe in God, and I mean to say all my fans, they're very fair, they're very loyal for that, and I'm very lucky for it. I'm not ashamed to say it, because at the end of the day, you can't change who you are.
The CD, what is your participation in it and the message of it mean to you, Mark?
Like when Chong Lim told me about it and explained what this whole album was about, I was absolutely like bumfound. Like I was so happy. So I definitely wanted to be on this album, and this album really means a lot to me, and it's got to touch a lot of people. I mean to say the album's already gone gold, which is a fantastic result for sales, you know what I mean? And the album has a lot of meaning and story to it. The message of hope to me, you know, personally, myself, means there's always a second chance. You know what I mean? In life, things do get tough, but you can be the one to choose to get back up if you fall. And it's happened to me, and I've chosen to move forward. If there's a will, there's a way. And so all the people who listen to this album, I will really take it in consideration. It's going to touch a lot of people, the way it's touched me. I just hope that this album sells really well and that it sends a great message out there. Even some of the songs, they're very emotional songs, very meaningful songs. Like, for example, the song that Darlene sings, especially the song I do, Love Divine, you've got to really close your eyes and listen to the lyrics, because they're very powerful lyrics and very meaningful songs. And I know when I sing them, I get emotional. This album is definitely one of my favourites.
As you look to the future, and as I said, you're only 18 now, are there specific things you want to do with this music and in your career that'll make a difference in people's lives?
Yes, of course. I mean, to say, that's why I sing. Like, you wouldn't believe the emails I get from people and the letters that people write to me saying that, you know, they've had a tough path, but listening to my albums lifts them. You wouldn't believe how it makes me feel. And that's the whole purpose of what I do. Okay, of course I love to perform, I love to travel, but to give that extra to people, to go inside people's emotions, it goes up to another dimension.
Have you ever wondered about the power of music, and what is it about music that it has such power to lift people up and make such a difference?
Absolutely. And remember, it's the words, the lyrics, and the music. It's so important when you sing, you know what you're singing about. Because people do listen. People need to understand. It's very important. And I know when I sing a song, I want to know what it's about, and I want to reach out to people. And I want to reach out to Jesus. So that's definitely something I really tried to do. Hopefully I've succeeded with.
Well, that sounds like a good cue for a song, and I'd be very glad to play for our audience across Australia your song Love Divine. Mark Vincent, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Well, I thank you. It's been great chatting with you.
Jesus, Lord.
Hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.